Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have Blake Masters, the nominee for the U.S. Senate race in Arizona, Tudor Dixon, the nominee for the governor's race in Michigan, and John Gibbs, who just defeated Peter Meyer. We talked to all these victors who run amazing campaigns. The Republican Party is changing, everybody, for the better. Praise God. We got a lot of work to do. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank all of you that watch our live stream and all of your kind notes. I read all of your emails. Really touches me. We put a lot of work into that, and thank you. And praise God for the wisdom that helped us guide through that evening. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support, and get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. With us is Austin Smith, Enterprise Director of Turning Point Action, who had a major victory last night. Congratulations, Austin.
Thank you, Charlie.
How old are you?
27.
You're 27, and you're going to be a state rep, barring any unforeseen impediment. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the legislature, rock solid conservative, and Austin, you're pledging to fix elections.
Secure the border.
Secure the border. You're going to be an ally of Governor Lake.
Correct.
Big time. And you ran a grassroots campaign.
We're all grassroots. I mean, that's who we are. That's who we are at Turning Point Action. That's who we've always been at Turning Point USA. We've always been these grassroots people.
I was watching your interview last night. I turned to Jack. I said, he could be governor of Arizona one day. Watch it. I know how to spot talent. I'm good at it. But you got to put in the work. So just, I want to take a pause here and pivot here, Austin. You can help us guide through this. We have a huge victory that happened in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this guy on the show. He's amazing. John Gibbs won last night and defeated Peter Meyer, who's a total snake, lied to both of us.
Yep.
And we corrected that error by getting behind John Gibbs, who defeated the impeachment voter Peter Meyer, and he joins us right now. John, congratulations. Big victory last night.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having me on last time and this time. Appreciate it. And yeah, it was a pretty big victory. We knew we were always ahead. But to actually see it unfold before our eyes was pretty satisfying and really rewarding considering all the hard work we put in over the past many months. So it was really a great evening.
So tell us about kind of the vibe on the ground, because Peter Meyer had a ton of money, but you worked the district. You went to every single farm and orchard in western Michigan, and you were up against a lot, but you won a decisive victory. Walk us through the kind of vibe on the ground, and was Peter Meyer's impeachment vote a major concern for voters as they went to the polls?
So the vibe on the ground is that people love to see you in person, especially when they know you're running against Peter Meyer, who really backstabbed and betrayed them. But, you know, face-to-face contact is worth gold in politics. And we were out there. As you said, we visited every single city and township in our new congressional district. And it was wonderful. People love to see your face. They love to see you around. It lets you know, them know that you're accessible. So that matters a lot. Peter Meyer did not do that. Instead, he listened to his expensive high-priced consultants and did really expensive TV ads, mailers, and radio ads, which cost a fortune. But that does not replace actually meeting with someone face-to-face, answering their questions, letting them size you up, take a look at you, see what you're all about. So that is one thing that doesn't cost money, is going out to talk to people. And something else that doesn't cost money either is prayer. And we had a very organized prayer team to pray for our whole campaign. That made a huge difference here as well. And so those are the two things we had going for us, which are not expensive. So we ran a very efficient, tight campaign, something that President Trump, I think, would be proud of, the way he does business as well. So,
amen.
Yeah, and that's what did it.
So, John, now you're transitioning to the general. Some people are saying, oh, you know, John can't win in a general. What are you up against? How can people help you? Very consequential general election race. Tell us about it.
They're saying this is, quote unquote, Biden plus nine. False. Some people did vote for Biden in 2020, but it's not 2020. It's 2022. Gas prices are twice as high. Inflation is five times as high. Many of those independents that thought they'd give Biden a try will not do it again. Kind of like sticking your hand over a hot stove. You're not going to do that again. So we're going to get a lot of them to come back to our side. This district is about 50-50, maybe D plus one. You add plus five to that in a year like this, where the disasters of Joe Biden and the Democrats are just so palpable. People can feel it in their pocketbook, in the schools where their kids are getting indoctrinated. You're not going to see anything plus D in a year like this in a conservative area like West Michigan. So I think it's going to be very good for us in November. We're going to keep working hard, raising money. People can go to votejohngibbs.com. They can sign up for our prayer letter, which is the most important.
Love it.
Where people can sign up to pray for us. They can donate money. You can knock doors. You can get T-shirts and whatnot. So votejohngibbs.com. We're up against one of the tightest races in the country. Democrats are going to be pouring so much money into this. So people could give, you know, $15 or $20, whatever they might be able to give to help us go up against this Democrats in November. It will be greatly appreciated. So votejohngibbs.com. I think it's going to be a very good summer and fall, and I think we're going to win big in November.
Austin, any thoughts?
John, you know, at Turning Point Action, you know, the last couple of weeks, we were really had people on the ground knocking doors for you, trying to get out the vote. Do you think that going into the general election, that's going to kind of be statewide for the state of Michigan? Is that these grassroots conservatives are just going to turn out in record numbers in your race and for the governor's race? Kind of want to get your opinion on what you see in other areas across Michigan.
Well, I really appreciate what Turning Point Action has done. It was wonderful to have you guys out there on so many different days, door knocking and things. And that definitely makes a difference. It's that in-person contact again that I mentioned. So really thankful for you guys for being able to do that. Yes, that will be a large part of what happens here, I think, going into our election in November. Statewide, you know, we have the governor candidates, secretary of state and attorney general. But also here in our district, we're going to continue to do what we've done. Heck, we may even go visit every city and township again. Just to make sure they and warn them of the dangers of having a Democrat in there who's going to tax them to death and destroy their business and keep gas prices going higher and try to make them buy a $50,000 electric car. So I figure we might go and warn people about that here again. So, yeah, we're going to do what we've been doing. We might beef our staff up a little bit and we're going to be ready to pounce on the Democrat. I mean, the thing that we see here is in our party, we have, you know, fiscally conservative, fiscally liberal, socially conservative. But the Democrats are much more uniform and lockstep. So that means we can tie her to everything that Joe Biden is doing and everything that Democrat Party stands for much easier. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And I think that in a year like this, where you can just so clearly see how wrong everything Biden's doing is, we're going to have a lot of good results there. So, yeah, we're going to be doing a grassroots strategy of getting out there and talking to people as much as possible.
John, we're behind you. I think you'll make a phenomenal congressman. You got a tough race on your hands. I think it's going to be a wave election year in Western Michigan in particular. I think you're going to do super well. So, John, we love it. Congratulations on the victory. We're so glad Peter Meyer is defeated. He lied to all of us. And, John, you stepped up and you listened to the call to serve. And that means a lot to us. It's votejohngibbs.com. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Charlie. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. So, Austin, we saw major wins for MAGA all across the country. Is it true that every Trump-endorsed candidate in Arizona won?
Yes, every Trump-endorsed candidate won, from governor's race, Senate, attorney general, secretary of state. There were several down-ballot state legislative races. One was in mine with my running mate, Janae Champ. She sweeped. David Farnsworth ousted the corrupt Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers.
And that's, I mean, how big of a deal is that?
It's a massive deal. You rarely ever hear people in leadership, you know, losing one election to the other when it comes to these legislative races. Mm-hmm. So MAGA came out. You know, I think Arizona's in a really cool position now where we have got to capitalize on this, because you only get these chances once in a lifetime, once in a generation, to actually change the political dynamic in a state.
We're going to be joined by Blake Masters momentarily, who won a double-digit victory, might be even as much as 15 points when it's said and done. Remarkable. Austin, talk about how certain people in the Republican establishment in Arizona actually will prefer a Democrat that they can work with than a candidate like Blake Masters or like Kari Lake or even more so Mark Fincham. Is that a reality here in Arizona?
And I don't want to cast too much judgment that it's all like that. But there are some entities within the, you know, the Republican establishment who at their core are not conservative. So they're really going to lean more to the left. But I can say without a doubt, I think that because of Kerry's her soon to be resounding victory and Blake's when all these votes are finally counted, that door is shutting. And you need to be on the right side of the team, because when these people are in their positions of leadership and influence, I think that you're going to have a lot of people coming around. And, you know, Florida was the same exact way at one time, Charlie, until they had strong, actual conservative constitutional leadership. Ron DeSantis turned that state around, and everybody is a Ron DeSantis fan there now, because that's what it's going to take to actually save our country. And I think most, you know, rhinos and establishment will eventually get that.
Yeah, and it's just there's going to be a slew of suppression polls that will be published soon that are going to try to decrease turnout and try to diminish turnout. We have to be vigilant for that and understand that they're going to try to make it seem as if these candidates can't win. But our experience shows us otherwise. Our experience actually shows that articulate, strong, grassroots conservatives, you need your base to show up, then you just got to win over independents, not by compromising your values, but with clarity.
And do not betray your base.
And do not betray your base. Joining us right now is Blake Masters, who is now officially the nominee for the United States Senate race in Arizona, which will be the most consequential race, period, bar none, in the entire cycle. Blake, congratulations. Welcome back to the program.
Charlie, thank you so much. You called it yesterday.
We did.
Thank you.
We did call it. So, Blake, how are you feeling? Talk a little bit about what you just accomplished, the journey you were on, and let's talk a little bit about Mark Kelly and how people can help you.
Yeah, thank you. Feeling great. You know, we put in over a year of hard work. I think I must have met tens of thousands of Arizona voters. And man, it was an honor, and I had the time of my life. And the great news is, you know, we don't have to stop. We just get to keep sprinting all the way through November 8th. Now it's just me and Mark Kelly. And as you and I discussed, you know, this Senate race is probably the most important in the country. And so it's going to be an honor and a privilege to expose Mark Kelly's left-wing track record. And when I just tell the truth about him, they're lying about me already, of course. But when I just tell the truth about Mark Kelly and how he's just helped Biden accomplish all of this chaos and destruction, we're going to win this race.
I love it. So, Blake, you ran a phenomenal race. Just so everyone to understand, Blake has never served in office before. He was significantly outspent by competitors. Other people had statewide elected office. And you ran a really honorable race, Blake, honestly. You didn't get down in the gutter. You responded fire with fire if they attacked you directly, but you really kind of took the high road. Can you just talk a little bit about that? It was, you were smeared and slandered. I endorsed you personally. I've known you for a long time. Turning Point Action did. But I was super motivated by some of the smears that came after you. But you just kept on with the high road. That was really interesting for me to see. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I told my wife at the beginning of the race, I would not run negative attack ads. I don't believe in it. First of all, it's not my character. It's not what I think is, you know, moral to do. But second, it doesn't work. People don't want that. People are tired of that madness. You know, things don't work right now in this country. We're going in the wrong direction. So why not use a candidacy, an opportunity to talk about policy? And like, here's what's gone wrong. Here's what we need to do.
Yes.
And I've stayed focused on the issues, talking about the wide open border, how we need to secure it, talking about the crazy Democrat inflation, right? Talking about the indoctrination in schools that the left is trying to push on our kids. And so when you just stay laser focused on a positive message, turns out people like that.
I have to say, Blake, it was the most positive political, successful political campaign I have ever seen. And I live here in Arizona. And even on the stump, you're like, look, my opponent believes this. And you just kind of moved on. And your opponents were just going after you mercilessly. It was the most deliberate, patient, impressive campaign I've ever seen. I mean, you went from 0% name ID of just people that might have bought a book that you and Peter Thiel wrote to winning by double digits. And that's an amazing thing. And that truly is 0-1, Blake, isn't it?
It is, but you ain't seen nothing yet. I think we're going to shock a lot of people in November.
I think you're right. And I just want everyone to understand, though, I don't like the negative campaigning either. People say, oh, you can't win without negative. Well, Blake Masters just did. Blake Masters just won without spending a penny on negative campaigning. He defended himself when necessary. It wasn't like he allowed himself to, you know, to get lied about. But I think there is something about this younger, energetic, and optimistic message. Okay, BlakeMasters.com is how everyone donates, and everyone should. We did this before, but you got to refill the coffers, right, Blake? Running low on time. Tell us about it. We need to get our grassroots Charlie Kirk Show army behind you. $5, $10, $15. Blake, tell us about the need in front of you.
Yes, please. It all adds up. It's all important. You know, Mark Kelly, he's a fundraising machine. The Democrats just funnel this stuff to him. He's got like $30 million. And it's a lot more than I have. You know, we don't need to go toe-to-toe with him, but man, we need to raise money. So you can spare $5, $10, $20. Please go to BlakeMasters.com. Help me win this Senate seat. That's how we start taking back this country.
just talk about a little bit of call to some of the people that might have voted for your opponents. We want a big movement, right? Yeah. Establishment, moderates, Democrats. It's time to all unite the party together. Tell us about that.
Well, you said it. And yeah, we had a spirited primary contest. It, you know, there were a lot of attacks. It got a little mean. But, you know, what I will say is throughout it all of us candidates, we agreed on so many of the fundamental basic things, right? Yes. We all agreed to secure the southern border. We all agreed you got to stop this runaway inflation. We all agreed, let's let police do their jobs, right? And so my message is, hey, if you supported a different primary candidate, it's all good. I get it. But now it's time to unite. And so let me welcome you to our team, because together we can and will beat Mark Kelly.
Blake, congratulations. You know we're behind you 100%. I hope you come on the show regularly just to keep the base informed. But I just want everyone to understand this. And I could write a whole – I actually might write an article on this. Connor, remind me of – The campaign the experts say couldn't win. And it was a joyful, optimistic, forward-thinking campaign. With you start with zero name ID. You get outspent almost 5-1 against your opposition. And you win by double digits. President Trump's endorsement helped a lot, no doubt. But Blake, you ran a very admirable race and campaign. I just you need to hear that. And I think it's a blueprint for other candidates in the future. And guess what, Blake? I actually think you're going to benefit in the general from that. That you'll have more of a consolidation of Republican and independent support because people know who you are. Congratulations, Blake. We'll have you on again soon. Have you noticed that it's becoming more expensive to take care of your overall health? That's why I love my friends over at Centurion Labs and what they're doing. They have combined vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, and quercetin in just one pill to save you money. It's called Centurion Defender, and it defends your immune system against allergies, colds, flu, and the coronavirus. Who knows when the next wave will hit and you want your immune system to be prepared? All you have to do is take one Defender with breakfast and one Defender with dinner and keep living your life. Now is the time to defend your health, save money, and support a company that shares your Christian values and loves this country. Check out Centurion's website where you have all kinds of health supplements, whether you are struggling to get pregnant, desire a healthy pregnancy, need a cough medicine to get you back to work, wish to have an energy drink that is actually healthy for you, or you want to defend your overall health, Centurion can help. They have dedicated the last 15 years to research to develop safe, effective, and affordable products in America that you can trust. For a limited time, Kirk listeners get 20% off their first order of Defender when you go to CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and use promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and get promo code Kirk. CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. Check it out today. Okay, we're getting a lot of questions. Freedom@CharlieKirk.com. We're kind of doing this free form. We might have Tudor Dixon on in a second, who is going up against the Wicked Witch of the West, otherwise known as Gretchen Whitmer, who is terrible. And obviously, we might have her in a second. But I do want to play a piece of tape here from MSNBC. I have a soft spot for this MSNBC guy. He actually is pretty accurate. He's a nerd. He's obviously to the left. His name is Steve Kornacki. I actually think he does a pretty good job of explaining things. And I actually don't think he's that partisan in the way he portrays stuff. It's really important. So this is him kind of going back to the Arizona primary, and I think it actually adds some clarity to some of the confusion that you might have about the ballot dropboxing. He actually got this right. All the other apparatchiks in the media should have just listened to Steve Kornacki as well as the Charlie Kirk show, and I think they would have had a little bit more clarity about what was really happening in Arizona. Play cut 41.
Yeah, it did. It was sort of the overnight hours here on the East Coast, late night hours, early AM hours in Arizona. But basically what happened here was Carrie Lake, the Trump-backed candidate, did extremely well. I'm talking like better than a 2-1, in some cases 3-1 margin in some of these counties in the same day vote, the election day vote. That is to say, the folks who went out to the polls yesterday voted in person. That is what was counted up. Overnight, Lake was absolutely trouncing Karen Taylor Robeson in that. And basically what that did is it vaulted Carrie Lake somewhere around, I think it was about 4 a.m. East Coast time. It vaulted Carrie Lake into the lead over Taylor Robeson. You see the margin now sits at over 10,000 votes. If you were watching late last night, East Coast time, in the 11 p.m. midnight hour, we got a huge initial batch of votes, like 60% of all the vote in Arizona. And it had put Taylor Robeson ahead of Lake by around 10 points. This is sort of the sequence in Arizona. Is it's a three-phase process for reporting out the vote. That big, giant batch that first came in last night, those were all the early votes that had arrived at election offices by Monday.
Steve Kornacki continues in cut 42, doing a pretty good job of explaining this, of how all of a sudden this turned completely and totally upside down, answering a lot of the questions that you've emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Play cut 42.
The question was, could she bank a big enough lead in that to withstand what was to come? Because this is a trend we saw in Arizona in 2020, and it's a trend we see in every other state, really. Same day, election day voters are very, very Trump friendly. So the Trump aligned candidate in this governor's race, and we saw this as well in the Senate race and those other races in Arizona, the Trump aligned candidates absolutely cleaned up in that same day election vote. Mm-hmm. And in those overnight hours, Lake moved ahead of Taylor Robeson. In the Senate race, Blake Masters pulled ahead by double digits. The Trump candidates did great as that same day vote was counted. The third prong, the third phase of the vote count in Arizona is what we're going to find out about today. That is ballots that were dropped off at polling places yesterday. They didn't vote in person. They just dropped off completed ballots. Those still have to get processed. They have to get verified, signature verified, and all of that. We find out today how many of those there are, and then hopefully we start to get some results from that as well. But again, the past trend when you look at that type of vote is that has been a much more Trump-friendly type of vote. So Lake able to get the lead with the same-day vote, and I think potentially looking at votes to come here that are going to be more friendly to Lake than they are to Robeson. So Lake sitting on that lead right now with absolutely now the potential to win this nomination.
It was actually a terrific summary by Steve Kornacki, the way he explained that. And that's right. Arizona goes in three separate tranches. The first favors the establishment candidate. The second mildly favors the more Trumpy grassroots candidate. The third tranche heavily favors the grassroots candidate because of Arizona law. It has to be counted that way. And Steve Kornacki might have been watching the Charlie Kirk Show last night to actually figure that out. Okay, we ready for Tudor Dixon? Tudor Dixon, by the way, ran a phenomenal campaign in Michigan. She's going up against one of my least favorite people on the planet, Gretchen Whitmer, who unnecessarily and mercilessly locked down the people of Michigan and just tortured them in their homes. Well, of course, she was able to go out on a boat, or her husband was. People in Michigan, I don't think, are going to stand for that. I think this is a very winnable race in Michigan. It's going to be a tough race, obviously. Michigan kind of can be a purplish state, but I think it's very winnable in more ways than one. Let's get some questions here as we get Tudor all lined up in just a second here. freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie Whitmer is the White Witch based on C.S. Lewis's Narnia. Please get it right. Just teasing. Keep up the good work. Aslan is on the move. Amen. Charlie, you mean Wretched Gretchen is the Wicked Witch. Messaging suggestion for Republicans. Hey, Charlie, thanks for all you do. I have a couple suggestions for Republicans and their messaging for the midterms. Basically, Republicans need to say this. I think there's a better way to say that there were anomalies in the election. Don't say rigged. Say that there were shenanigans otherwise. I'll unpack that in a second. Okay, we got Tudor Dixon, who is now the Republican nominee for governor in the great state of Michigan. Tudor, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tudor, congratulations on your victory. Very convincing. Tell us a little about your race, and then let's look forward as you go up against the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, well, we ran in a race really strong, slow and steady, building momentum, and came out really strong at the end. We're very excited about that, but we've had great messaging. We've been talking about what's bugging the people here in Michigan, which is education. Our education system is in incredible decline. We're 38th in the nation right now, but we're on the path to being the bottom five states in the nation for education. So we're going to bring that back. We've had a stark rise in crime since Gretchen Whitmer came out and said she supports the spirit of defund the police. We want to bring back safe communities in the state of Michigan. And you saw what happened during the pandemic here in Michigan. You saw how many businesses she closed. We had restaurants closed for 8 months. We had schools closed for longer than any other state. But that continues. That's what you guys probably don't understand when you're outside of the state of Michigan. She continues to go after our businesses. She continues to shut them down, cite them, fine them, overregulate them. The heavy hand of government is very strong here in the state of Michigan, and people want to be able to live their own lives once again, and that's what we're offering.
So Michigan's a strange state in some ways. I don't mean that as politically. Obviously, it's a phenomenal place. It's just you've got a lot of different type of demographics. You got downtown Detroit, hard Democrat. You got the suburbs, Auburn Hills, really where a lot of this is decided. But Tudor, there is kind of an interesting unknown, right? Which is Wayne County, is this blue collar, you know, folks, right? Talk about that. What's your message going to be to traditional Democrats that vote for Democrats? Sometimes they vote for that dingle woman, right? But they also love Trump. That's kind of a dingle Trump part of the world. Talk about that.
The message is that we're going to forge a family-friendly Michigan in this state, and that's what people are looking for. No matter who you are, you want a state that is going to benefit your family, and that's education. If you look at Detroit, we just had our literacy exams come back, and we had a 90% failure rate in Detroit, 50% across the board across the state. We're going to offer you choice in education. We were just in Detroit over the weekend at a shooting event, and the moms there were telling me, we just want to be able to have the dollars follow our child. We want to be able to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. So that same message that we've heard across the country, that parents want to be involved, that is universal in the state of Michigan. So that's what we're offering. Also, we're talking to them about entrepreneurship, how you can start your own business without all of the red tape, because that's something that we saw in the Platinum Plan that Donald Trump had. It was so effective in cities like Detroit. That's something that we can do here in the state of Michigan. And that's really across the board, too, because we even hear the automotive industry telling us we're leaving the state of Michigan because it's just too darn hard to do business there. But that really impacts folks that want to start a new business, starting from scratch, trying to figure out how to do it. It's so hard in Michigan because there's so much red tape. We're going to cut that red tape. We're cutting regulations 40% over the next 4 years to make sure that people have the same opportunities in Michigan as they do in our neighboring states.
So Gretchen Whitmer, she's a sneaky person. She's going to have a ton of money. What do you think are other potential vulnerabilities for Gretchen Whitmer? She's going to try to misrepresent you and smear you, but you're going to go on offense early. I love your framing as creating a family-friendly Michigan. About a minute remaining. What else do you think are some of the big vulnerabilities for Gretchen Whitmer?
Gretchen Whitmer has been saying she's been riding with Biden. She tried to be the vice president of the United States. She made herself a national figure during COVID because she wanted to be vice president. She was on MSNBC every day talking about how great Joe Biden was. She's still not pushing back on his policies. She also has a really radical energy policy. She's trying to shut down a pipeline in the state of Michigan. We've already had Justin Trudeau. I mean, imagine this. The most radical environmentalist in the entire world comes out and says, you can't shut down this pipeline. And she takes it a step further and says, I'm going beyond the federal level and I'm going to shut it down at the state level. She's got a more radical energy policy than Joe Biden, and she doesn't push back on any of his policies that have hurt the country so deeply. We have this baby formula crisis. This originated in the state of Michigan, and she says nothing about it. Mm-hmm. This is a woman who is anti-family. Last week, she vetoed bills that would have provided grant money for families who want to adopt in the state of Michigan, something we desperately need to make it more affordable to adopt babies in the state. Yep. She vetoed funding for safe homes for pregnant women. Imagine being that anti-family that you don't want to provide yep. safe homes for pregnant women. And she vetoed funding for pregnancy centers that teach about adoption.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Ironman thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too. Discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. A lot of people were getting discouraged last evening, understandably. And look, our system is very unique as a republic. I believe last night in Arizona was a shot heard around the world, thanks to the wisdom of our framers. Look, last night was a win for our Constitution and ultimately about how we the people are truly the sovereign. Look, I'm pretty sure that almost every other quote-unquote free or Western country, Europe, Australia, not that I'm pretty sure, I know for sure, they're top-down. They say they get freedom from their government, which is ridiculous. We get freedom from a god or from a spiritual being. You get it from natural rights, we call it. It's so interesting because when the results were pouring in yesterday, there were a lot of people that were immediately going back to the muscle memory of, oh no, this is happening again in 2020. It turns out that wasn't true. It turns out, and that, I'm not blaming anybody, I understand it. It just turns out that America First did show up in major numbers. It turns out that MAGA did show up in major numbers. Randall emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I sincerely thank you for your encouragement last night as I sensed discouragement coming in around the different races here in Arizona and the Kansas abortion bill fiasco, which I think is a fiasco. You're right. God woke me up 3 to 4 times during the night just to pray for Arizona and for our country. You gave me hope when discouragement was trying to crush in on me. Thank you and God bless you, Randall. Freedom@charliekirk.com. They say the Charlie Kirk Show is now my election therapist. I will take that as a compliment. Freedom@charliekirk.com. And so as we reflect back on the last couple of hours and the last 24 hours, it's important to remove yourself from the simulation. And I just want to say this is such a powerful point. You guys showed up. You guys did not allow yourself to be discouraged into cynicism or into inactivity. You did not allow yourself to go into the posture of not voting. Aaron said, email this freedom@charliekirk.com. Just became a Charlie Kirk fan. Subscribed everywhere you are. Thank you. Coming over last night from Rav. Watch until the end. Great coverage. Thank you so much, Aaron. We appreciate that. And so look, we got to keep the course. We got to keep the pressure on. We have to advance. No retreat at all. You understand what just happened has one of the most... there is panic at the establishment disco right now. The establishment is panicking. House on fire. They thought for a moment last night, we got it. And they were wrong. That this sends a clear signal that the Republican Party has totally and completely metamorphosized and changed into a people's party. There is no retreat. Period. Linda said, Charlie, thank you for all you've done, especially our kids, and continue to do. Thank you for the election night coverage and for courage when Kerry was 10 points down. Keep up the awesome job you're doing. You are appreciated. Thank you, Linda. God bless you. Troy is asking, Charlie, Maricopa County shows Kerry Lake is down 46-45 in Maricopa County. That's correct. That is the only county she has yet to take a lead in. However, with the 125,000 ballots that tend to be, quote, more Trumpy, I predict Kerry Lake will run a clean sweep of winning every single county in the state of Arizona. That is my prediction. Freedom@charliekirk.com. We got another email here. Charlie and Jack, thank you so much for your coverage last night over the elections. Don't live in Arizona, so I don't know much about Kerry Lake. With that being said, my question is, if you live in another state, is it illegal or legal to donate to her race? If so, I'm totally doing it. It is legal, as long as you're an American citizen. That is a really good question, Taylor. Thank you for listening. As an out-of-stater, you can donate to Kerry Lake's campaign. And so actually, I recommend you donate to fighters like Kerry Lake and Blake Masters. Charlie, curious as to your opinion with the wait today. No further results until 7 p.m. What do you think the chances of more fraud or Kerry leads evaporating, Matthew? Lean on me. I'm telling you right now, Kerry's lead will expand. The ballots are there. It's going to happen. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.